Are you allowed to take things out of Hadley's purse?
No,
Rosalie replied sheepishly, refusing to make eye contact with either of us. Go wash your face, brush your teeth, and then get in bed. No TV tonight. Her head popped up.
That's not fair!
I waved my hand to the lipstick handprints smeared on the bathroom wall. Need I say more?
Fine,
she muttered. Don't you fine me, I scolded as she marched up the stairs. And hold on to the rail! She snaked a hand out to catch the wooden railing while huffing.
Fine.
I wasn't going to make it through the teenage years. No ifs about it. I looked at Hadley. She had her hand over her mouth, hiding what was no doubt an epic grin. It had been 3 weeks since Hadley had scammed me into buying her painting, and, well, 3 weeks since I'd scammed Hadley into spending every Monday night with me. We'd yet to have sex again. She'd made it clear that she wanted to slow things down. I understood, hated it, but understood it nonetheless. We were learning to be friends, something I never would have dreamed possible only months earlier. But I had to admit, she made it easy. Well, as easy as it could be when kinda sorta not really falling in love with the mother of your child. The one your child didn't yet know was her mother. And the very same one that was probably going to file for, at the very least, partial custody in 2 months when our supervised visitation agreement expired. Yeah. Nothing about that was easy. However, denial was a hell of a drug. What are you laughing at? That was your lipstick she ruined. She moved her hand, and... Yep, epic smile. I can buy new lipstick. The look on your face is priceless. The last time she colored on the wall, I had to have the entire hallway repainted because the guy couldn't match the color. She curled her lip. It's masking tape beige. How hard could it be to match that? I scowled, and that epic smile of hers somehow stretched. I fought the urge to kiss it off her damn face, but with Rosalie awake and upstairs, my lips were required to stay on their own face for a while longer. We'd been doing our best to keep our whatever was happening in between us a secret from Rosalie.
The banging on my front door was so loud that I jumped, nearly dropping my laptop. I hadn't been home long, but I'd decided not to paint that night, in lieu of editing the photos of Rosalie I'd taken at her award ceremony. I had big plans to make a painting for Kevin using one of the images I'd snapped of the two of them together. It was an adorable picture. She was sitting on his hip, both hands on his cheeks. I'd lucked out and caught one just before she'd squished his face together, making him look like a fish. Though that one was pretty great, too, and I'd more than likely print it out for Rosalie. She'd get a kick out of it. After setting my computer aside, I walked to the front door and peeked through the side window. At the sight of him, my lips curled into a huge smile, warmth engulfing my entire body. I loved when he did this. The random showing up or text messages out of the blue with excuses for why he was going to come over. We both knew the truth was he couldn't stay away from me any more than I could stay away from him. I ran my fingers through my hair and smoothed my shirt down before opening the door. Well, hello there. The words died on my tongue the second his tormented gaze met mine. His jaw was hard, but his face was a heartbreaking combination of confusion and betrayal. He was holding a piece of paper in his hands, fidgeting with the seam where it had been folded. My stomach dropped, and he silently walked inside. He didn't kiss me. He didn't touch me. He just walked inside and stood in the center of my living room, his eyes locked on me like the points of 1,000 daggers. I shut the door, the anxiety in my chest becoming heavy as I turned to face him. What's going on? Lift up your shirt, he rumbled. I laughed awkwardly to hide the pure and utter panic that blasted through me. He knew. Oh God, he knew. Trent had told him and he was there looking for proof. I sucked in a shaky breath. What for? He looked at the paper, then back at me, anger rising to the surface with the tick of his jaw. His voice got louder as he demanded, "Lift up your shirt!" My heart was waging war with my ribcage as I inched deeper into the room, careful to keep my distance. What's going on, Kevin? Everything okay? He shook his head, but then he thrust the paper toward me. Lift up your shirt, he roared, his pain echoing around the room, slicing me from every direction.